All right, happy Friday afternoon. Pete Sorrell joining us on the Outdoor Show again from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing. I heard you're going fishing this weekend.
How you doing, Adam? Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing about the tournament next week. I mean, a lot of folks, it sounds like, are really looking forward to this year. I think mostly because of the weather. Big fishing tournament. We talked to Brian Berquist earlier in the week from Lake Ogibbic Lodge. And you're headed that way, right?
Absolutely. Yep. We're anxious to get there. We've doing a little fishing the past couple of days out there, and the conditions are out of this world. They're just as flat as a pancake. We're due to get 2 to 4 inches tonight, which will actually help because we had to wear your ice creepers because it was bare ice and it was a little bit treacherous. But, other than that, you can whatever vehicle you want to drive out there is good to go.
Do you see trucks out there right now?
Yep. One went by me yesterday, headed to come off the boat landing on the south end and just headed up the lake.
Oh.
So it wouldn't be mine, but that's okay.
I hear you. So how thick do you think the ice is?
I figure about 16 to 18 inches.
All right. So it's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, and there's no slush segments in between. I mean, when you're drilling holes, it's drilling all the way down. So there's no gaps in between.
Okay. Well, with this warm weather pattern starting on Sunday, I think it's going to stick around for a while. I mean, I don't think it's going to go away in 3 or 4 days. Let's put it that way.
Oh, no. No. It's going to be around. We should have an excellent week of fishing with this weather pattern and with the amount of ice, especially on Lake Ogibbic. And I know I listened to Brian Berquist from the lodge, and he's right. We caught a bunch of walleyes yesterday, and I was talking to my DNR guy, and he said he's been seeing an increase in perch activity. So things are really looking up for the weekend.
Well, before we switch over from Lake Ogibbic to the other inland lakes, what are they hitting the perch on?
It's mostly wigglers and small minnows. Oh. And, of course, some of the guys are dyed in wool using waxworms and they'll use a treble hook and do that thing, too. You listen to these guys, they come in, and for every 10 guys, you got 10 different answers.
Yeah. And we're going to continue with Pete from Settlers Co-op and keep talking fishing, but next Outdoor Report, we're going to get into a lot of inland lakes in his neck of the woods, just east of Bruce Crossing, actually. From Covington to Sidnaw, all that area, there's a bunch of really good fishing reports coming in. We'll talk what they're catching, what baits they're using, and more. Plus, Cisco's in Lake Ogibbic. Say what? That's right. All this coming up in our next report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.